This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. After the debate this evening, oh, by the way, there's a debate this evening, Joe Biden is going to start a campaign swing through Ohio and Pennsylvania tomorrow morning, and he is going to do it by train. We bring this up because earlier this month, Amtrak's CEO, William Flynn is his name, he told Congress that the railroad needs another $2.8 billion in fresh federal funding to help make up for pandemic losses. And in the meanwhile, Amtrak is planning to cut back a lot of its long-distance routes from daily departures to three times a week. Marketplace's Andy Euler has this look at infrastructure economics on the rails.
Technically, Amtrak is a for-profit business.
But it's really run more like a public service.
That's John Machumber at the Harvard Business School.
It has a material subsidy each year from the federal government of equal to about a third of its operating revenues.
That material subsidy is about $2 billion. Before the pandemic, Amtrak's finances weren't all that bad. In fact, last November, it announced its smallest ever operating loss of about $30 million. Baruch Feigenbaum is with the Reason Foundation.
With COVID-19, our ridership is down significantly.
Down 80% from a year ago, and that's why Amtrak's planning to furlough 10% of its workforce and cut some long-distance services, like trains that travel from San Antonio to Chicago or Seattle to Los Angeles.
Amtrak's long-distance service loses a lot of money, even in the best of times, and so now we're talking about really significant losses that they just cannot sustain.
Amtrak already got $1 billion in COVID relief money. Feigenbaum says additional federal funding just isn't a good investment. But Jim Matthews with the Rail Passengers Association says Amtrak's service cuts could cost the interior regions of the country billions.
When that ridership falls, everything that goes along with that ridership falls with it. The tourism spending, the restaurant spending, anything that benefits from those riders gets cut.
So he says Congress should step up with additional funding. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.